Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Cyrano's Theater Company's production of Bob Rauschenberg America by Charles L. Lee.
And to talk about it, we have Stefan Golux and Jeff Aldrich. Stefan is the director and Jeff Aldrich is acting in it. And welcome, guys.
Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Stefan, let's talk about the title of this play to begin with, Bob Rauschenberg America, obviously referring to the artist Bob Rauschenberg. How does he influence this play?
Well, you know, I've spoken to the playwright, Chuck Mee, several times about this. And Bob Rauschenberg is a collage artist, works in a often in a kind of relief 3D form, sometimes a sculptural form. And Chuck Mee's idea was really, what would happen if you went to a relatively sophisticated large party and just said the word Bob Rauschenberg and saw what happened to all the people in the room? So really, Bob Rauschenberg is a kind of a metric or a tipping point for a conversation about the collage nature of the world and the collage nature of our perception of the world. It's not really a docudrama about Bob Rauschenberg himself.
Right, so it combines sort of the spirit of the collage art world with the nature of live theater in that sense.
It certainly is. I would say that the part of the title America is probably a bigger part than the Bob Rauschenberg America. There's one way in which you might think of the show as being about Bob Rauschenberg's America, although that's not quite the playwright's intention either.
And so they ran it all together for a reason.
Well, you know, I don't really know exactly what Chuck's reason for that is. I mean, he is as a very prolific playwright. He's written numerous projects that share a certain postmodern collage-y aesthetic to them. Many of his titles are using certain kinds of marketing and branding imagery from a contemporary context. So certainly Bob Rauschenberg America is a way that, you know, people title modern apps and various different things on computer technology that way. Some of his other plays, he's got a play called The Bacchae 2.0, which is the Greek version of the Bacchae within a 2.0 afterwards. So he's often playing with these high-tech contemporary ideas of how branding and naming might work.
And I remember you speaking about this play at Cyrano's 20th anniversary presentation, talking about how Chuck Mee will allow directors to basically play with his play and change it and alter it to fit their own needs. How have you approached that with this production?
Well, I guess I'd love to step in and say, you know, it's not only that he allows it, but he requests it. So it's more than just an allowing. But certainly in this project, and Jeff can attest to this to a certain degree too, but the attempt has been to forge an ensemble of artists who are working together to come up with the image world and the image work that makes sense in the context of the rather loosely framed material that Chuck has created for us. Chuck's also, he's a very humble man, but he's quite a great poet. So on the one hand, he'll say things like, rewrite anything. But on the other hand, it's a little difficult to write things as well as he writes them. He's he holds a great humility for his talent. So.
Well, Jeff, how have you approached this role and this process?
Well, at first, I guess I would say I'm really excited to be working on Charles Mee's work since I discovered him when I was in conservatory. We had a teacher who was kind of distressed that the actors in our program were not as well versed in modern playwrights, and so she made a list of like the 20 playwrights that you just needed to know. And when I read Charles Mee, it was just, you know, it really spoke to me. It really made me stop and go like, you know, this is someone who's really doing something different. A lot of it is, on the one hand, because he has this element of open source material. You can read all of his plays online. They're open to anyone to read. It's not like all the other playwrights we had to pay, like, you know, $15-$20 to go to the drama bookshop in New York to, you know, buy a copy. But his plays were all there. You could read whatever you wanted. But also the specificity by which he was working, he'd be like, you know, the one I'm thinking of is Big Love, and it just, the way the play unfolds was like a movie. Like, he just gave you enough stage direction to take you to the next image, and then it would be like this very specific piece of music that, you know, reading it, I'd never heard before, but I liked that there was a specificity towards what the image that he was going for and the way that he presented the images. So as to me, there's a great juxtaposition between him being like, do whatever you want, but this is a very specific version of what you might do. How that's informed my choices in that, I feel like it allows for a lot of freedom.
That's nice. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests Stefan Golux and Jeff Aldrich, talking about the up-and-coming production at Cyrano's of Bob Rauschenberg's America. You're going to do it in Valdez first, though.
We will be presenting at the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez, which we often in our business just call it Valdez. We will be presenting there on Monday, June 11th. It's being billed as either a work in progress or an open rehearsal or something. We have not really completed work on the project yet, and will not have fully completed work. We do have one cast member who is a youthful roller skater here from Anchorage, and she will not be accompanying us to Valdez, so we need to accommodate dealing the project without that particular cast member. But more to the point, it'll give us an opportunity to present in a very theater-friendly environment in a way that lets us understand how our own collage works.
That's a good point, because at the conference you often have colleagues there who respond to you differently than, say, I hate to say, a general audience, but you will get a different sort of response there, won't you?
Well, I'm not sure. Certainly the public in Valdez is welcomed and embraced to come to the conference, mm-hmm. to the productions that show at the conference. So it may be that there's a slightly different audience response to the material when it's presented, but it being a conference, there's also a great deal of social and other time afterwards to really, really pick people's brains who know a great deal, not just about this work, but have a great deal of perspective on this and other work. And so it's a real wonderful opportunity to be able to mine that depth of experience from the entire country before then going up with an official opening.
What does roller skating have to do with the play?
Well, one might almost ask, what does anything have to do with the play? And this has been an interesting part of it for you and for those listeners who have some interest in how plays get built and produced. The play is very visual, and it's not story-based in a conventional sense. So, you know, there are many things that take a great deal of effort and energy to create a single visual moment. I'll get to the roller skater, how this fits in, just in a moment there. But the question which will often come back is, well, you know, do you really need a falling tub of laundry? Or do you really need do you really need a bathtub on wheels? And then the question is, well, I don't know how to, as a director, I don't really quite know how to answer that question when it's left open-ended that way. Because perhaps any one of these things individually could be left out, but if you just start nickel and diming at it, then all of a sudden you don't have a visual collage anymore, and that's what the play is. So the roller skater actually is a visual element, which serves as a function to take us from scene to scene. Every time she enters the play, she's carrying a different wacky prop of some sort. She has a kind of an outsider ghostly presence. She's a bit of a framing device. And in addition, we unfortunately we have a very, very tight ensemble cast, and one of our cast members had to step aside a little bit earlier in our rehearsal process. And so we've needed to allocate some of the functions of that cast member to other members of the cast, and she's taken on some of that. So as a roller skater, she's also being a newspaper delivery boy.
Well, this seems to be the kind of work that allows for that, I suppose, being a collage and that nature.
It definitely allows for it. I mean, Chuck puts it this way. He says, you know, after I die, anybody will do whatever they want with my play anyway, and I'm just really curious. I want to see it while I'm still alive.
I take it, just for the audience, let's not drive the audience out by making this sound too straight. I take it is a comedy.
It's definitely a comedy. I mean, it in all sorts of senses. I find it very funny, It's very amusing. So in that regard, it's a comedy. It's also a comedy, and you know, I'm a bit of an academic in this regard, but it's a comic in this, a comedy in the sense that the life force fundamentally wins, and there's a ritual of life force winning in this play. There's nothing sad, heavy, dark, fundamentally about it, other than a certain bittersweetness about how it's difficult to understand how the world works together. So there's a bittersweet aspect to that, but it's comic in every way you could imagine.
Sounds like a fun play to work on. And Jeff, you've had experience in a number of different kinds of plays. We talked a moment ago about your experience with this show. How can you describe, say, a typical rehearsal process for you?
A typical rehearsal
process. How have you approached the role or roles that you are playing in this play, as opposed to, say, doing more of a fourth wall type of play?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I really don't approach it really too differently. There are certain like elements that are aesthetic. I feel like you handle differently. You know, if you have a fourth wall play, you don't address the audience or pretend like the audience is a person. But when you break the fourth wall, like the audience is just another character, just another person to interact with. I really try to streamline what I'm doing to what a character wants, in a way that it's something that's achievable. So the only thing I really try to take with me, as background, I went to David Mamet School, and he was very, going on stage, you know, is like preparing for a backpacking trip, and you want to put as few things in your pack as possible. And an image that I work with is I had a friend who did long bike riding trips across the state here, and one time he ripped his book in half and mailed himself the book, the half he'd already read, because he didn't want any more weight with him. So I try to approach roles like that. I only try to think about maybe what I'm trying to achieve, and really only in the context of who I'm trying to achieve that with someone who is on stage with me, and then what it'll look like if I get that. So I know whether I was successful or not. And if I'm not successful, how far away I am from being successful, so I can try to be successful.
Very interesting.
Well, we're just running out of time, I'm sorry to say. It's been very short and very good. I'd like to thank you both for coming, Stefan Golak and Jeff Aldrich.
It's a pleasure.
And to talk about
Bob Rauschenberg America.
Do it, Cyrano's, as soon as the theater conference is over.
Thanks for coming.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. The Last Frontier Theater Conference will be held June 10th to 16th in Valdez. This annual worldwide conference will be celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. For more information, go to theaterconference.org or just Google Valdez, Alaska.
Will Horniak, master storyteller, will present Waking Finn MacCool, Tales of Ireland's Greatest Poet Warrior, at ACT on Friday, June 15th at 7 p.m. He will hold a storyteller's workshop the next day on Saturday, June 16th from noon to 3 p.m. For more information, call 344-4713.
In Eagle River, the Alaska Fine Arts Academy will be offering a class in Dance for Theater, a choreographic workshop for ages 6 years and up, Monday, June 11th to Friday, June 15th at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And also, in the Arts of the Stage, set design and creation for Jungle Book kids age 14 and up will begin Monday, June 25th. And run to Thursday, June 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. For information, call 694-8909 or go to akafinearts.org.
And up in Talkeetna, running all summer until August the 29th, you can see How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, a part improv, part scripted comedy. Showtimes are Sunday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
At and after the theater conference, Cyrano's will be presenting Bob Rauschenberg America, which will run June 22nd through July 15th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.